When I ventured out that July day, the first thing that struck me was the heat. People say, as Africans, I should be used to the heat. But I had never known anything like this. In South Africa, it's a dry heat. It's a heat that makes the buildings seem to shimmer and the roads appear wet from a kind of mirage. There is a stillness to that heat, a drawing in on yourself to hold it at bay. Sounds seem to come from far off. There might be just the buzzing of a fly nearby, and the heat is entirely driven by the sun, baking down on the powdery, dry soil. When you step into the shade, the temperature drops immediately, and your pupils don't adjust quickly enough to avoid a momentary blindness. On the high veld, around Johannesburg, you can almost set your clock by the 4 p.m. thunderstorm that cools things off for the evening.